On July 12, 2011, this is pulling you number 70. Greenbridge friends, it's Michael here at Bridge Hands, and welcome to Day 1, Part 1, with Incredible Defenders, Leads Against Suit Contracts. Okay, let's begin. In real life, the saying goes, know your friends well, and know the enemy even better. The same might be true in Bridge. We want to know our partnership agreements well, signaling agreements and so on, and it certainly helps to know what the declarer's playing strategies will be. Let's take a look at those. First off might be to pull Trump. Avoid the opponents from roughing. Next might be to pull Trump's and to be able to promote the side suit, pitching losers, either promoting a long suit in declarer's hand, if they're a two-suiter, or perhaps a long five-card or longer suit in the dummy. And then finessing. Repeated finesses, being able to pitch quick losers in the other hand. And a big one, probably the biggest of all, is using the dummy shortness to be able to rough the declarer's side suit losers. Another variation would be to cross rough between the hands, where the two hands are imbalanced, where they don't have a fit, to be able to use roughs back and forth between the two hands. And as defenders, we have some classic suit leads as well. We might lead ace from ace king, a protected, guarded honor. Another might be leading the top of an honor sequence. We've seen these before in our no-trump contracts. We might lead partner's bid suit, if we have a doubleton, perhaps high-low, and so forth. And fourth best leads, of course, when we're in a suit contract, we don't lead away from an ace. And then finally, top of nothing, making a passive lead when we don't have a better alternative. So some of the problems with leading or under-leading an unprotected ace include: aces were meant to take honors. If we lead an unprotected ace, we're certainly going to gather nothing but small cards from the opponents. And the opponent might actually rough if they have a void in one hand and perhaps a king doubleton or more in the other hand. We don't get our ace at all. Underleading an ace may actually promote the opponent's king. We'd like to trap that king. We'd like to go ahead and get some honors with our ace. And even worse, underleading an ace may allow the opponents to pitch losers. We might not ever capture any tricks with our ace if we underlead it. And finally, probably worst of all, underleading an ace will certainly confuse our partner on how to defend the hand. They'll think our honors are somewhere else and the opponents have the ace. So let's take a look at some practical examples on lead differences between no-trump and suit contracts. Well, of course, first off, in a no-trump contract, we're trying to promote the suit. We're trying to win the race. Where in a suit contract, we have a little different strategy. Here we go. First off, in a no-trump contract from ace-king five times, we would lead fourth best, trying to promote the suit. In a suit contract, we're happy that we have ace-king. We lead the ace and see what our partner's signal is. Now, if you play the other way around, if you play king from ace-king, the old classic way, that's fine too. Whatever your partnership strategies are, but with an ace and a king, we can lead that suit. Perhaps partner has a doubleton, they'll play high-low, and we give them a rough. Or perhaps they play low, say, partner, let's switch to another suit. Next would be a suit such as ace 10-9 fourth. In no-trump, we would lead the 10, the top of touching honors. Whereas in a suit contract, we don't really like to lead an ace, but if we have to lead that suit, if that's our best lead, then we will lead the ace and not under-lead that suit. Similarly, in a no-trump contract, if it's ace fourth, we would lead the fourth. In a no-trump contract, in a suit contract, if pressed, if forced to lead that suit, we would lead the ace. If it was a no-trump contract from ace-queen five times, we would lead the fourth best. In a suit contract, we'd probably want to avoid this at all costs. Even if our partner bid the suit in supporting us, that does not promise that they have a king, so we'd want to avoid leading this suit. And if it happened to be a suit such as king-queen five times, in a no-trump contract, here again, we want to promote the suit. We want to lead fourth best, whereas in a suit contract with king-queen five times, we will split our touching honors, playing our king, promising the queen, and watching our partner's signal to see whether we should continue the suit or switch to another suit. When making our opening lead, we won't always have the ace-king in the suit or maybe king-queen touching honors. Let's take a look from high to low at some of our suit lead considerations. That is before we have heard the opponent's bidding. Of course, the opponent's bidding and our hand attributes will also be important on what to lead. But starting off with just generic hand leads, first might be leading an honor sequence, especially when we have two of the touching top honors, such as a king, queen, and a 10. King lean would be great. Next, if we have a broken lead sequence, we lead from the interior lead, such as Jack from King Jack 10. Another would be split honors, as we saw before, leading a king from king queen four times. Not as good as the above, where we have three honors, but still an attractive lead, especially when the opponents are at a game contract or above. Another would be splitting multiple suit honors, such as a king jack four times, leading fourth best. Yes, it's true, the opponents might have the ace queen, but then our partner could have one of these also, or perhaps from jack 10 four times, leading the jack. Unprotected jack, maybe not, but with jack 10, perhaps this might be a reasonable lead. Another would be a priority from high to low, leading away from a suit with a king. If we can't do that, then we might lead away from a suit with a queen, although we'd prefer to lead a suit away from a king in many auctions. In fact, if we don't want to lead away from a suit that has queen four times, if we deem that to be dangerous, we might just want to lead low from a worthless tripleton suit. And how about a suit with jack fourth? Not our best lead. We'd much prefer to lead away from a king or a queen rather than leading fourth best from jack fourth. Our partner, after all, might have king doubleton, and we might give away both of our honors in the suit. A better lead might be top of nothing from a four-card suit. And how about top of nothing lead, speaking of which? Yes, that might be the safest lead. On a first hand, South is a dealer and opens one heart. We over in West have in spades king, queen, 10 four times. In hearts, ace four times ourself. In diamonds, a stiff small diamond. And in clubs, a king, jack 10 four times. Well, this is nice, 13 high card points. But we don't really have a suit we can bid. We have no five-card suit, and we can't even do a takeout double because we have a singleton in the diamond suit, not the heart suit. So we must pass. To North, it's a two-heart sign-off bid, showing heart support with three or more hearts, but 6 to 9, maybe a bad 10 points. Partner over in the East hand expectedly passes. Now, if we have 13 points, we're not going to expect much from partner in the East seat. To South, it's a three-heart bid. This is typically with a six losing trick count hand and saying, partner, can you help me in the heart suit, or do you have some general help to help propel me to four-heart game? If you're 6 to 7 points and have lousy values, quackers, don't bid it. But if you can help me in hearts or have general high card points, maybe 8, 9 points, please bid four hearts. And partner North obliges, bidding four hearts, which passes the auction out. So the question is, what do we want to lead from the West hand? Well, a good lead would be the spade king, the top of a broken sequence where we have two of the top touching honors from two of the top four. Notice in the club suit, as we discussed earlier, we have a broken interior sequence missing both the ace and the queen. This would be a more dangerous lead. And we certainly don't want to lead the diamond suit, do we? We know that Declare has about six losers to make this bid. They need heart support. Also, we want to avoid the diamond suit since North, quite possibly, has help in that suit. We want to favor our best honor suit. And what should we expect from partner? Well, if they have about 25 points themselves, perhaps with a few distributional points, we have 13, they have the better part of 25, that just doesn't leave an ace from our partner. So we're not going to be able to lead a diamond to partner's ace of diamonds. They are not going to hold that card. Maybe our partner has a jack of spades. That would be nice. Or perhaps maybe a queen of clubs. We can start off with the spade suit. And if that doesn't hold up, if partner gives us a discouraging signal, then we can go ahead and try the club suit later on. Okay, let's take a look at the hand. So on our first hand, South is a dealer. In hearts, 10, 9, 8, 5 times. No points there, and none for distribution. In clubs, ace, queen, tight. There's 6. In diamonds, ace, queen, third. There's another 6, brings us up to 12. And in spades, ace, 3 times. 16 points, none for distribution. Opening one heart, some of you will want to open one no trump. We'll come back to this later. Over to West. In hearts, ace, 4 times, 4 points. In clubs, king, jack, 10, 4 times. Another 4 points is 8. Stiff, 5 of diamonds. And in spades, king, queen, 10, 4 times. Another 5 brings us up to 13. We have no bid. We cannot do a takeout double with a singleton diamond when righty has opened one heart. We'll pass. To north, in hearts, king jack three times is 4 points. In clubs, 9-7 four times, no help. In diamonds, there's a nice suit. King jack four times, working honors, we like that. That's another 4, makes 8. And in spades, jack doubleton. No, I don't think we should count the jack for any points. Although, I think we can count one distribution point with a doubleton in the suit. So, whether it's 8 or 9, we're still going to bid 2 hearts. Over to east. Well, no points there. We do have a 5-4-3-1. And not surprisingly, we have a stiff queen of hearts. Now, from east perspective, that doesn't mean you should go to sleep. You should be thinking about what the auction will likely end up. With a singleton heart, we certainly think they're going to be bidding to game, especially with only 2 points. And we're also somewhat pleased that maybe our partner has long hearts. We don't know. But we know that north has a sign-off bid, and south is certainly not going to have 22 points or more, or they wouldn't have opened one heart in the first place. Let's see what happens next. To south, well, we have 6 losers. We have 3 losers in hearts. We have no losers in clubs. We have 1 loser in diamonds, that makes 4, and 2 losers in spades makes 6. With 6 losing trick count hands, regardless of our points, we normally like to do a game try. We don't really have losers that we specifically need partner to cover in clubs, diamonds, or spades, but we sure could use some help in hearts. So perhaps 3 hearts, a general game try looking for help in the heart suit is the best bid of all. Pass by west. Partner north, yes, we can help. We have a king jack 3 times. And once again, we like this king jack 4 times in diamonds. And who knows, maybe this jack doubleton will help. We'll get a rough in the spade suit. So we'll accept a 4 heart game. The auction passes out, and the lead is 2 west. West, what's your lead? Yes, we want to go ahead and lead the king of spades, the top of a touching honor sequence, rather than the top of a broken honor sequence. So we'll lead the king of spades. A 3 comes from the dummy. Our partner signals a 7. That could be an encouraging signal. We're not sure. And south plays the ace of spades. Okay, declarer, what's your play strategy? Well, you'd like to do something with these diamonds later on. Maybe you can get a pitch there. We can certainly look for a rough in the spade suit. And our first order of business looks to go ahead and pull trump. We can try a repeated finesse to this king jack 3 times in the heart suit. So our declarer plays a low heart to the jack in the dummy, and it's won by the queen in the east hand. With a singleton queen of hearts, this is a very pleasant experience. Okay, east, you've won it with a singleton queen, and you have no honor, so that means your partner should have about 12, 13 points or more, right? If the opponent just barely made a 4-heart game, your partner should have an opening hand themselves. So, look at the dummy, and how do you want to play back to your partner? Well, right, you see the weak club suit, so this looks like a good suit to return to partner. So you'll play a small club. The queen is played by the south hand, hoping that east underled the king. Nope, sorry. West did have the king and won the trick. Okay, at this point, we can go ahead and play the queen of spades from the king-queen because north just had a jack doubleton in the first place. East plays a 6 and a 4 comes from the south hand. What next? Okay, west proceeds with the ace of hearts, cashing that out and another heart. We don't want to see the dummy rough the spade suit, so we'll play the ace and another heart from the west hand to eliminate that opportunity. Besides, the king was held behind the ace. So the defenders have earned 4 spade tricks, leaving the declarer one shy of their contract with only 9 tricks. And so at this point, the declarer will go ahead and get to the ace in the south hand, pull the last trump, and south has the rest of the tricks, pitching a spade on the diamonds in the dummy suit. Making 9 tricks, down 1. Let's take a look at that again. You recall the auction went 1 heart, 2 hearts, 3 hearts, 4 hearts. The opening lead was a king of spades, the top of a upper connected sequence rather than the top of a broken sequence. Should West have erred and instead played a jack of clubs rather than the king of spades, here's what happens. It comes around to the queen in the south hand. Rather than allowing West to capture the queen with the king, what happens is the queen scores a trick and the declarer easily makes the four-heart game. But instead, on the lead of the king of spades, what happens is the declarer gets in with the ace and does the typical item, plays a heart up to the jack, and because it's a bad split, a 4-1 split only happens 28% of the time, and the chances for a singleton queen of hearts? Well, since there are five, that's 1 in 5 of the 28%. It's only about a 5% chance there's going to be a singleton queen. So we can't fault the declarer for this line of play. In fact, if the declarer plays low to the king, dropping the queen, all I can think of is east. You better keep your cards closer to your chest. I would have to wonder if south actually saw that you had a singleton queen. A good thing, always remember, chest your cards. The opponent shouldn't be looking, but sometimes they will see your cards. And oh, by the way, we were going to get back to this opportunity for South to open one no trump. Some advanced players would prefer this bid. Why? Well, because if the auction began one heart and then it was one spade by North, what is South to rebid? On a rebid of one no trump, that sounds like 12 to 14 points. And if North had 10 points, they're going to pass. They're not going to invite with two no-trump, thinking there's only 12 to 14 in the south hand. And with 10 and 16, they would miss a three no-trump game. So if they did open one no-trump, the auction might go like this. One no-trump, pass. Two no-trump, inviting, no statement, no four-card major here. And after two no-trump, South would say, I have some extras. And oh, by the way, I have five hearts. So they would actually respond three hearts after two no-trump. This might be a little bit of advanced concept for some of you, but hopefully you understand that this is one way that an opener with five hearts can make the rebid of three hearts to do an acceptance and say, and oh, by the way, I have five hearts. At this point, the North could say, oh, you went three hearts, you must have five, and I will then bid four hearts. Oh, a couple more points. West, you wouldn't want to lead the ace of hearts. Number one, your partner might have a singleton king. That would be terrible to crash touching honors. In this case, having a singleton queen is about as bad, isn't it? If you lead the ace and crashes with the queen, the declarer is certainly going to make their contract. Okay, bridge friends, we hope you enjoyed part one of our lesson here today. For our free premium and ultra members, on our next segment, we will analyze two more hands with bid in play based on our leading against suit contracts lesson. And knowing when to avoid leading a suit supported by a partner in a competitive auction. For our premium and ultra members, in part three, we will have five more exciting hands and commentary, including count signals to enhance partnership communication and knowing when not to double opponent's cue bid of your suit. And as always, paid members can download files with hand records, our slideshows, and even detailed Microsoft Word documents with hand diagrams, commentary, and complete bidding and play commentary. Of course, if you're not currently a member, we invite you to sign up and regularly begin enjoying membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.